siblings, local divers in Silibwet village in Nesut, Injoro sub-county managed to retrieve the bodies of two girls who were swept away by floodwaters at River Ndurubu 4 days ago. Addressing the press, the chair of the local divers, John Karui, said that the bodies of the two sisters identified as Sharon Chepnagetich, 17, and Faith Cheptu, aged 15, were trapped under the rocks, hence took them longer to retrieve their bodies. Chepnagetich's body was found a kilometer away from the site of the tragic accident, while that of Cheptu was found 500 meters away. Karui, however, urged the national and county governments to provide training opportunities for local divers so that they gain the necessary expertise that will enable them to provide their services professionally when need be. Most of us have locally trained themselves due to interest or even the proximity of the river to our homes. For this, we at times fear to dive in deep waters for lack of proper gear, said Karui. He said that it was unfortunate that out of the more than 10 local divers who helped retrieve the bodies, none of them was a professional diver to help arrest the situation in time. We also have our own challenges when retrieving bodies and fear that we could slip into the water, thus the need for both levels of government to look into our issues and address it well, added Karui. Additionally, they requested the county government to construct a bridge for the local residents to enable them cross over the other side of the river comfortably as they go about with their day-to-day activities, since the one constructed is located at a far-off distance. Most people find it difficult to use a longer route and use the bridge, thus opt to cross the river, and this is life-threatening, especially with the ongoing floods as children resume learning next week, he said. Due to this, he cautioned the learners and locals against crossing the river, but make use of the neighboring bridge until the rains subside. The area chief, Douglas Matai, said it was a great sigh of relief for the family and the community at large that the search effort for the duo had come to a close and now plans are underway for their burial. Matai said that the bodies of the deceased were taken to Egerton University Mortuary.